You're listening to sermons from Bethany Baptist Church. For more information, visit us at bethanychicago.org.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so good to be here. Grateful for this opportunity to fellowship with you and enjoy the goodness of God together. How many can testify God has been good to you? Amen? Amen. Praise God. He's been good to me as well. And so to be able to laugh together, pray together, and just enjoy his presence together is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, again, my name is Roy Patterson, and some of you might know me from Moody Bible Institute or Moody Radio. Most of you will probably know me as a friend of Sister Linda, and so probably that's my biggest esteem, my biggest claim to fame. And so grateful for her. We went to school together and took, I think, one or two classes together, and she's a bright, shining star in those classes. And to be here at this church, I believe this church has been around since 1888? Is that right? Wow. That's Moody started in 1886. So this church has been around a long time. It's had tremendous impact, and you're still here by God's grace. So I believe God still has plans for you. So I want you to be encouraged and know that he's working, he's moving, and he's going to do something great and mighty in your life. All right, we've heard scripture already. We've heard scripture already, so I'm going to just have a word of prayer, and then if I can sing just a little bit, is that okay? Okay, wonderful. And then I want to dive into this just for a few minutes. All right, good. If you just turn this mic down a little bit, that'd be great. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for allowing us to be together. We're praying that you'll have your way in the midst of us. You'll lead, you'll guide. You'll perfect those things that concern us. You'll send your word with power and authority, cause us to look up and live and to trust you for greater, for bigger, for stronger. We believe that you are God and you're God all by yourself. Have your way in the midst of us, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, all right. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever, my lad, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with that sounds good. It is well, it is well with my soul, my sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not the part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It is well, it is with my soul. Oh, it is well, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. If it's well with your soul, you clap your hands right now and give God a praise. Praise our God. Praise our God. Well, God really is good to us. It was probably back in 2013, where my wife and I went to Israel. Israel is a wonderful place. And while we were there, we went to the place where Jesus preached the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Went to the place where he was born. Nazareth, we went to the place where he was crucified. We went to the Sea of Galilee. It was just an amazing thing to go and see all these places. And so while we're there, we also stopped by Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum. And as we looked at the atrocities, man's horrible misuse and treatment, evil treatment of other men, I was blown away. And then I came to a certain place where it grabbed me and it would not let me go. It broke my heart to see this specific exhibit. It's the place where Jews from Poland, I believe it was Poland, took a boat to America trying to escape Hitler and Mussolini and all those guys, trying to get away. And when they got to America, America said, "You can't come here. We're not ready to go to war. We just came out of a war. We're not ready to go into another war. You got to go someplace else. You're not welcome here." And I thought, oh my Lord. This is about 1939. In 1941, planes hit Hawaii, December 7th, I believe. And when they hit, of course, our thought was, oh, we're going to war now. How dare you bomb our ships and our country? How dare you? A line was crossed, and at that point, we decided we would wage war. I think all of us have a line. I think all of us have a place where we say, I've tried to be patient, I've tried not to get involved, but once you cross this, now I'm about to go to war in a way that you're going to totally regret. I think we need to have that attitude toward the devil, where if the devil has been fighting you and pulling you down and you've been like, okay, it's not that bad, I'm okay. And at a certain point you're saying, no, enough is enough. I think one of the tools of the devil that we've got to wage war against is worry. Anybody know anything about worry? Somebody said worry is like being in a rocking chair. You're doing something, but you're not going anywhere. Anybody in here know anything about worry? Worry about your children, worry about your finance, worry about your romance, worry about your chance at having a better life and feeling like maybe, just maybe, life has passed me by. Anybody here know anything about worry? Let me read you a couple of quotes if you don't mind. Corey Ten Boom, she said, worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength. I like that. It's carrying 2 days at once. It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worrying doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrows. It empties today of its strength. Rick Warren, the writer of The Purpose-Driven Life, said, the more you pray, the less you panic. The more you worship, the less you worry. You'll feel more patient and less pressured. Dr. Martin Luther King said, to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. Prayer is simply talking to God. I really like this quote. Dan Zadra said, worry is the misuse of the imagination. Have you ever tried to stop worrying
And you just seem like you couldn't, and it's just like your mind gets twisted and tossed and turned with being consumed of what could possibly go wrong. I believe that Paul gives us a couple of things that we can utilize to combat worry and apprehend peace. And I'd like to share them with you today. Can I do that? Okay, I need more than one person to whisper yes. Yes, all right, praise God, hallelujah. and that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. And I just believe that God has a word for you. So I want you to have a spirit of anticipation, because some of you have been praying, God, I need more peace. I need the strength to make it through, and I do not want to live my life being a victim of worry and being a victim of circumstance. So I believe God is sending this word to you today. The person who wrote the scriptures that were read in both English and in Spanish is the Apostle Paul. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Sister Linda and I, as I mentioned before, we graduated from Moody Bible Institute, Moody Theological Seminary. There is a part of going to school, whether it's Moody or UIC or any of the schools, DePaul, Loyola, that's very, very academic. It's very much, I need to write a paper. I need to jump online and do something with Canvas or with Blackboard or interacting with students. I need to be able to verbalize what I've learned. I need to test. I need to quiz. And I thank God that most of the professors that I had, they actually had experience in the area. For them, it was not just textbook, it was not just talking, it was not just spouting off, as it were, but they actually had been through some of the things that they were teaching us. Isn't it good to sit down with grandma, grandpa, other people, other friends, and they know what you're going through? Whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your money, whether it's in physical ailments, whatever it is, it's good to talk to somebody that not only knows the answer to the test, but they've got a testimony. They've been through it, and they've seen God work. Paul, if he were here today, he would say, listen, I've been through some tough times. I've been shipwrecked. I've been stoned to death. I've been talked about. I've been lied on. I've been mistreated. I've been hounded. I've been persecuted. But I can tell you, even from a jail cell right now, don't be anxious about anything. God's got you. God has a plan for you. God's got a purpose for you. In everything, I want you to give God glory, honor, and praise. He could testify wholeheartedly because he's been there, done that, and at that point, he was still in the middle of it. Wow. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, so here's some of the keys that he tells us to look at. Number one, pray. Somebody say pray. Come on, somebody say pray. I really believe that if ever there was a time for us to stand up and be men and women of prayer, that time is here, that time is now. It's not a time for us just to read a prayer by Francis of Assisi. It's not just a good time for us to read the prayer of grandma or grandpa. We need to have our own prayers. Some of the issues that we face today are so critical and so devastating. If we do not have a real relationship with God, where conversation happens with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it will be problematic for us. There's a quote where Mary, the Queen of Scots, said, I fear the prayers of, I forgot the gentleman's name, but I fear his prayers more than all the armies of my enemies. Now that's something right there. It's something about when you pray, the devil gets nervous. John Knox was his name. I fear the prayers of John Knox more than the armies of my enemies. It's something about when you pray, the devil gets nervous. It's something about when you say, I'm just gonna seek God about this. And not only do you say some words, but you connect to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of heaven. Now, for many of us, we know what it is to pray and struggle. I mean, I've struggled in prayer before. I just have. I've gotten down on my knees. And when I get down on my knees, Lord, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for your power. I want to thank you for your grace. I'm praying today that you move by your spirit, you'll lead, you'll guide, you perfect those things that concern me. And God, I just pray that you would just do something. I wonder why the White Sox aren't having a better season than they're having right now. You ever prayed? Your mind just went, I wonder if Macy's have that item that I was looking for. You know, they were out of stock the other day when I went. Lord, help me to keep my mind stayed on. Oh, my Lord. I wonder what time the finals come on tonight. That's going to be a good game. Oh, Jesus, help me. Lord, your mind ever wander when you, I'm the only one. Lord, have mercy. I believe that prayer sometimes gets a bad rap. Remember what Jesus said? He said one man went into the temple to pray, and he said, God, I want to think that I'm not like these sinners and doing all the stuff of evil, wicked things that they do. Thank you that I'm better than that. And then he said there was another guy. He wouldn't even lift his head, and he said, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. He said, God heard that man more than he heard the man that was highfalutin. God is looking for your heart. God is looking for your mind. God is looking for you. You don't have to be wrapped up, tied up in all kind of religious paraphernalia for God to hear your faintest cry. You're his child. He wants to hear from you. Prayer is not just saying, God, this is what I need, but prayer is also saying, God, this is who I am. And you see the struggle. You see the stress. God is not shocked by anything you're going to say to him. Is that good news? You could really be mad and tell God, I'm good and I forgive him, I love him. But in your heart of hearts, there's bitterness. There's a desire to get vengeance, as it were. And God is like, hey, I already know where you're at. And if you let me, I'll help you. If you let me, I'll bless you. If you let me, I'll deal with you in a great and mighty way. Prayer. It's connecting to God, not just talking to him, not just begging him, not just stating what your supplications are, and you should do all those things, but it's getting in his presence and loving him, adoring him, saying, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. God, I just want you. I want to seek first your kingdom, and I know you will provide all the other things that I need. God, I want to connect with you. All right, so let me just give you some elements of prayer, and perhaps I've done this before, but if I have, let me reinforce it. When you think of the word pray, think of P as in praise, and we'll talk some more about praise in a second, but giving God praise for who he is. R stands for repent. When was the last time you got into God's presence and said, God, I'm sorry for what I said, what I thought, where I went, whatever the sin might be, God, forgive me. The A stands for ask. I believe we can ask God for anything. And by the way, he's the God of the universe. And the universe is universe. He's God, and he's God all by himself. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We don't serve a pocket-sized Jesus. We don't. Come on, somebody say amen. We serve a Jesus that sits high and he looks low. He's bigger than the sun, the moon, the stars, Pluto, Saturn. He is very God of very God, and he's able to supply our needs according to his riches in glory. Don't you dare think that your God is so small that he can barely look your direction, that he's so feeble that he can barely get up. He is so senile that he can barely connect one thought to the other. He is God Almighty. And he's a way maker. Come on, somebody. He's a miracle worker. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And so you can ask him, and he can supply your need according to his riches and glory. And he's mighty rich. The Y stands for yield. Okay, so the P, what does it stand for? Praise. That's right. What does the R stand for? Repent. What does the A stand for? Ask. And the Y? Yield. That's right. Absolutely. So when you think of pray, especially if your mind starts to wander like mine does, maybe having a prayer guide, as it were, will help. And you have to pray all those things, but sometimes it's helpful when you do that. Okay. So Paul says, listen, don't worry about it. Pray about it. Let me give you the next P, and that's praise. Man, I want to be a person that's positive. Isn't it hard to be around folks that are negative? Come on, somebody. stories told of the two little boys, and it was an experiment, and so they said, hey, they're twins, but they really are different. Let's take the first boy. What are we going to do with him? Let's do an experiment and see how they look at life. Take the first boy. They put him into a toy store and tell him, you can have any toy that's in here, and you can play with it, enjoy it. We're going to send it home with you, but try it out. We got all kind of electronics. We got videos. We got motor scooters in here, mini bikes. We got all kind of stuff. Just go in there and knock yourself out. And they tell the kid this, they leave him in there, and they stand off to the side, even go into another room. They come back in about an hour. They notice that none of the packages have been opened. They notice that none of the bikes have been rolled. They notice that none of the video games have been turned on. And they say to the little boy, why in the world haven't you played with anything? Why haven't you gotten involved in anything? We don't understand that. You could do anything. You understood that, right? He said, yes, I understood it. Well, why didn't you do it? He said, because I realized that if I play with it, I might break it. If I turn on the TV, eventually all the electricity is going to go off because I didn't know if you all had paid the bills or not. And I didn't know if you put any gas in the mini bike, why ride it and then all of a sudden it's going to stop? So I just sat here and I did nothing. I just was satisfied with doing nothing. And I'm sick of people trying to get my hopes up high and all they do is dash it to the ground. What? A little boy, they put him in a barn. All the horses were gone. All of the other creatures were not visible. They were not visible. And they let the little boy in there, and it smelled like a barn would typically smell. So an hour later, they come back. And he is laughing, and he's playing, and he's got a pitchfork, and he's throwing hay up in there. And they said, so why are you so happy? Why are you so giddy? Little boy said, the only reason I am is because with all this hay that's in here, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. Isn't that two different outlooks in life right there? I want to be like the other little boy. I want to be like the one that says there's got to be a pony in here. There's got to be joy in here. There's got to be peace in here. There's got to be power in here. There's got to be what will satisfy me in life in here. And I'm going to keep on living until I am alive. Are you with me, somebody? When it comes to praise, what my hope is that you will pull out a book at some point, especially this week, and say, I'm going to count my blessings. I'm going to name them one by one. Anybody remember that old song? Come on, somebody shout some blessings. How have you been blessed? Come on, this is an interactive sermon. Shout out some ways you've been blessed. Family. Good health. What else? Friends, thank God. What else? Church, amen. Answer to prayer. Yeah. Anything else? Who? Yes, okay. What else? Yes. What else? Yes. Anything else? Salvation. Lord, have mercy. All right, gonna get theological on me. Amen. The Lord Jesus in all his glory, he's the high priest, you know. Amen. Anything else? Here, come on, somebody. Thank God. I was just in Orlando with my wife a week ago. Thank God for air conditioning. Every day was 90 degrees, but I digress. Amen. In anything else? Wisdom. Wisdom, yes. What was it? Yeah, worship music. Amen. Come on now. Anything else? Having enough. Oh, we blessed, aren't we? We are so, so blessed. We could go on and on, couldn't we? Couldn't we? Eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a mouth to talk, the blood running warm in our veins, a vehicle to get here. And even if that vehicle was, we had to put money in the bus to ride. Amen. Shoes on our feet, food on the table. I could go on and on. Couldn't you go on and on and how God has blessed you? Let me get a little churchy with you just for a second here. All the storms I went through, I want to thank God for every storm. I want to thank him for every difficulty that I've ever had. I want to thank him for every tear that I've cried. I want to thank him for every mountain I've had to climb, every valley I've had to go through. Because in the midst of it and on the other side of it, God has shown himself to be God, and the devil has shown himself to be a liar. Through it all, Andre Crouch said, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Do I have anybody in here that says God is faithful? Do I not have anybody that says, I know God is faithful? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. You know God is faithful. Do I have anybody in here that has the experience of answered prayer? He's answered your prayers before. Come on, let me see your hands. Can you think for a second of what those prayers were? Maybe it was bringing a child home. Maybe it was putting food back on the table. It was putting money back in your pocket. You were about to lose the house, but God blessed you to stay in the house. You were about to lose that relationship, but God allowed you to stay in it. Or God allowed them to leave you, and you didn't lose your mind like they thought that you were. Aren't you glad that you have blessings to count? If you are, I'm going to turn this church into my church just for a second. Will you clap your hands and give God a praise right now? Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise right now. God has been good to us. Instead of counting what's wrong, let's begin to count what's right. And even if we can't see what's right about it, we know that as for God, all of his ways are right. He is good, and he's good all the time. All right, so we talked about prayer, we talked about praise. Let's talk about pondering. Point number three is ponder. Thank God for those who are joining us online today. Bless you. Thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us. Ponder. Have you heard the old phrase, garbage in, garbage out? Y'all ever heard that? You really need to be careful what you think about. You need to be careful what you watch on TV. You need to be careful what you watch on your screens, whether that's an iPad or your phone, whatever it might be. Be careful. It's interesting. If you're not careful, you can be around people that are cursing all the time. Then you find yourself wanting to cuss. Come on, somebody. You can be around things that are pornographic and very sensual in nature, and you're feeding yourself that, and you're wondering where all these feelings come from, where are all these desires coming from. You need to watch what you're watching. You need to be careful of what you are taking in. What are you pondering? Paul says, listen, when it comes to pondering, you need to ponder those things that are positive, that are helpful. He's not asking you to be Pollyanna. He's not asking you to pretend like everything in life is going well, because, child, there's some things in our world that are crazy. They really are. He says, but finally, brethren, whatever is true, and what he means by that, whatever is truly true, the opposite of falsehood, think about it. Whatever is honorable, serious, dignified, think about it. Whatever is just, something that's innocent or justice-oriented, righteous, think about that. Ponder that. Put that on your mind. Things that are pure, as in sacred, free from sin. When was the last time you really thought about things that are sacred, that are holy, and just pondered it? The fact that Isaiah is in the temple and he can hear the angels saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Think about the things that are sacred. My sister mentioned worship songs. We need to put those on. Every now and then we need to turn off Taylor Swift. Come on, somebody. I'm in here by myself. Or if you're going to listen to Taylor Swift, let me talk to young people for a second. If y'all going to listen to Taylor, just tell her, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, and now we got bad blood. All right, let me keep moving. Lord have mercy. The next thing is lovely. Look at things, or think about things that are pleasing, that are agreeable. Think about that. Every now and then I go to the art museum, and I'm just blown away by the incredible art that's there. Commendable, well reported of. The word think means to reckon, to count, to consider, to number. I want to encourage you to read the Psalms. Read the Bible. Find a psalm that speaks to your situation. Enjoy good music. Breathe in nature's beauty. Remember good times with friends and family. Listen to soul-stirring messages. Go on a media fast. Play games with other people. face to face. It's important for us to get our minds right. It's something wrong when I can't stop thinking about something that's bad. It's something wrong with that. I got to get my mind right. I know what it is to go through situations that were devastating. Someone didn't like me. They didn't care about me. They spoke evil things about me. And my mind is like, what's going to happen? And why do they feel that way? Maybe you're unworthy of being liked. Maybe you're unworthy of being respected. And my mind is just reeling and rocking like it's some wave in the sea. And then I have to remind myself, God has brought me through so many things. And if he did it before, he can do it again. Sometimes you have to tell yourself, I'm an overcomer. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Matter of fact, all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. I'm a child of the Most High God. Hold it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You need to take the word, and when the devil comes to stab you with a lie and with deception, you pull out your sword of truth and say, wait a minute, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. You need to take the sword of the scripture and get your mind where it needs to be. You got to let the word walk and talk and dominate in your life. Okay, last point. The last point is this. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about praise. We've talked about pondering. The last thing is practice. Somebody say practice. Come on, one more time, practice. When I'm using the word practice, I'm using it in the sense of there's some things that you got to do. There's some things that you got to put into play. I can't do everything, but what I can do, I'm going to do. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And so, Paul, I like what he says. He said, what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice. Okay, let me say this and let me say that. Let me say this about this. I know we live in a world where evil is exalted and unrighteousness is embraced. And we talked about how bad men are. We talked about how they are unfaithful, they're untrue, they're delinquent, they're diabolical, blah, 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 blah. There are no good men. How many of you know that's a lie? I really need the men to say amen to that. That's a lie. Amen, brothers? Amen. All right. There are folks who say all women are bad. All women are silly. All women are dependent. All women are gold diggers. As in, you know, they're just trying to get the money. And so, but that's a lie. Amen, sisters? Oh, y'all said that so calmly. Amen. One more time, a little louder, sisters. Amen. That's not true. There are people that are examples. There are people in this church that have hung in there. There are people in this church that have persevered, that have lived an upright life, that have lived holy. They haven't been perfect, but they've done all they could do to please the Lord. And when they have fallen, they got back up, dusted themselves off, and said, I'm going on in the name of the Lord. They've lived as examples. They lived as people of power. They've lived a people of the word. And so Paul puts it like this. Hey, you've seen what I've been through. You've seen how I've had to fight, how I've kept the faith, how I finished the course. You've seen what I've done. You've seen how I preach. You've seen how I've worked signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. You've seen how I've had to withstand against those who would fight me and those who would lie on me. I like what he says. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, I need you to practice it. You've got an example. You've got an experience. You've got something rich in God because of the example that you've got. I'll say this in closing. How many of you all have had a decent mom and a decent dad? Anybody? Amen. Amen. Most of you, amen. And isn't that a blessing to have a godly parent, isn't it? To be able to have people that really do care about you, that really do love you, and they're an example, and you literally could say, what would mama do? What would daddy do? Well, one of the things that they would do, without even knowing them, I'll tell you what they would do. They would say, don't just sit there, but get up and be all you can be. Live all the life that you can live, and if you're going to fail, don't fail because you just sat there. Get up and try it, and maybe, just maybe, you'll succeed. Practice it. Do it. Get involved in it. Maybe, just maybe, God will breathe on it and cause you to prosper in whatever situation you're in. If you want peace, because that's how that verse ends, the God of peace will be with you. You want peace? The peace of God will be with you, three verses ahead. You want peace? Colossians talks about the Lord of peace. You want peace? Isaiah says, the Prince of Peace. God has this peace thing all sewed up, all wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Him. You want peace? You want to fight against worry? Pray about it. Praise God for what He's done. Ponder His goodness to you. And then practice what you've heard, what you've seen, and what God's Word says. Will you stand with me as I close in prayer? God, I want to thank you for my brothers and sisters in this room. Thank you that you do have peace for them. Even if they don't have $1 million, even if they don't have a luxurious home or apartment, you do have peace for them. Even if they don't have a wonderful vehicle, they might not have the best clothes. Life might not be circumstantially all that they want it to be. But how rich we are in Jesus, to know you, to love you. Thank you for being the God of peace. And thank you so much for allowing us to have peace with you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would have your way in each of their lives. And this peace, this tranquility, this rest would envelop them and protect their hearts and minds. Let it be so, God. Let it be so. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a seat, please.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany. We invite you to worship together with us on Sundays. For more information, visit BethanyChicago.org.